28. Brittany wins. But remember what I said in the last chapter about happy endings? It isn't always about winning the election, or the race, or the game. Sometimes it is about winning something much bigger. Here is the rest of the story. We come in second, a close second. During last period, Mr. Kiley asks Addie and Joe and Skeezy and me, right out loud over the PA, if we could come to his office after school. When we get there, he congratulates us on a good campaign and our near victory. Then he tells us that my idea for No Name Day is more important than who gets elected to student council, and will we work with him to help make it happen? We say, sure, of course, you bet. And he says, thanks. And then, just as we're about to leave, he puts a hand on my shoulder, looks me square in the eye, and, I swear on a stack of pancakes, says to me,
Bobby, up until yesterday morning, I accepted kids calling each other names. I didn't like it. I put a stop to it whenever I heard it. But for the most part, I just shrugged it off as kids being kids. Well, I was wrong. It doesn't have to happen. That was a brave thing you did yesterday, and I want you to know that bravery doesn't go unrewarded. I'm making a personal commitment to seeing that things are different here at PFMS, and that's because of you.
I do not know what to say. I have to bite my tongue from telling him that I like his tie, which I do, because I want to say something nice, and am too embarrassed to say the simple thing, which would be, thank you. He seems to understand this, without my saying a thing. I guess he has been around a few 12-year-olds in his time. So the No Name Party does not win the election, but No Name Day, which the following year will become No Name Week, becomes part of the way things are done at Paintbrush Falls Middle School. Oh, and about those notes in Joe's locker, they weren't from Kelsey after all. They were from Colin. After my speech, Colin got up the nerve to tell Addie and Joe that he needed to talk to them, separately. He told Addie that there was some sort of misunderstanding, that he had thought the notes in his locker were from someone else, and that was who he was expecting to meet at the flagpole. He had just figured it was a coincidence she had come by when she did. He told her he liked her, but not like that, and said he hoped they could be friends. Addie said she understood, and then she was miserable for about 5 minutes, until Deshaun came up to her and said,
Congratulations.
Thanks, but we haven't won yet. The elections are tomorrow.
I don't mean that. I mean congratulations on your campaign. It's awesome, and Bobby's speech was totally cool. Did you write it?
No. Well, I helped a little, but mostly it was Bobby's. Deshaun?
Yeah?
Why did you agree to run for president?
Girl, you are a funny kind of colorblind. You see the color of my skin, but you don't see anything else about me. You wanted me to run for president because I'm black. And don't go telling me that's not true. I'm not that stupid. So why'd I agree? I will tell you, since you are too blind to see it, I did it because you're smart and you don't take sass from nobody. And I like that.
Tani's smart and doesn't take sass.
Tani's all flash with nothing behind it. You got more going on for you than attitude. At least, that's what I thought.
You're right, Deshaun. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Now tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to prove to me that you are not colorblind like I say.
Okay, whatever you...
So you wanna go to the dance with me tomorrow night?
What? You wanna take me to the dance?
You deaf too? I said go with, not take. Nobody takes nobody to the dance. But maybe you think I'm not good enough for you.
No, I don't think that at all. And I would love to go to the dance with you. Really.
Okay, then.
Okay.